Well, the weekend's upon us. Welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan as we tackle those home improvement projects once again. Another weekend to get some of those projects done, some of the grass cut, maybe the leaves raked. And this hour of At Home with Gary Sullivan is brought to you by Zoller, Zoller Pumps. And, of course, if your sump pump is 10, 15 years old, it's probably time to replace that. And I'd recommend a Zoller pump made right in Louisville, fourth generation company. Great company and great pumps. And you can learn more at ZollerPumps.com. Make sure you got a backup on that, too. Zoller makes a battery backup and also a water backup. So check it out. All right. As I said, we'll be taking calls about your home as we do every weekend. It's 800-823-8255. Our project of the week, very timely, of course. We're going to talk about chimneys. And we have our friends in from Chimney RX. We're going to talk about the three most common places chimneys have a tendency to leak, how to take care of those issues, and just general knowledge on, you know, making sure that chimney going into the fireplace season is safe and clean. So we'll cover all that in our project of the week. That'll be at the bottom of the second hour. Ron Wilson will not be joining us today. He is just a busy little guy. And I'll do a quick little gardening tips. He gave me some pointers. They'll be quick, but more things for your to-do list. All right, again, it's 800-823-8255, and let's kick things off today and start getting some of those questions answered. We're going to go to Paul, and Paul has a question regarding heating ductwork. Paul, welcome.
No, not ductwork, tuck pointing.
Tuck pointing, I'm sorry.
Yes, I have a house that's multicolored brick, wire cut brick.
Uh-huh.
And there was some needed some tuck pointing, and some genius took and caulked the building with gray butyl caulking.
Okay.
How can I get that off there without hurting the brick?
Well, so is it on the surface, or did they use it in where the mortar was?
Well, it's in they caulked a mortar joint, but they went over under the brick about a quarter inch and so forth all over the building.
Well, I think that's going to be a big challenge, Paul. I don't think there's any real quick way. You know, whenever you're removing anything, I always say there's two ways to do it, mechanically and chemically. Mechanically, you're talking about grinding, and who wants to grind a brick, right?
So that would damage the brick, too.
Right, that's what I mean. So, you know, if it's, you know, where you couldn't, like, cut it off with, like, a razor blade or something like that, I don't think mechanically is going to be a good choice. Maybe with a Dremel tool, you might be able to remove some of that. But chemically, there are caulk removers, and I think it's a little bit of a stretch to call them removers. They basically just soften the caulking compound. And probably the best one that I've used is it's called Mostenbacher's caulk remover. And again, it softens it up, and it'll still require a little bit of, you know, maybe with a putty knife to kind of remove it with the caulk remover. And that's probably the best way I'd know to get it off, especially that butyl can be tough.
Yes. Where might I find that at?
I would try independent hardware stores, or you might even go to Amazon. It's not widely distributed, but it's out there. Mostenbacher's makes a lot of, what would I say, real specialty items, you know, stain removers and things like that. But their caulk remover is a good product.
Okay, maybe we'll give that a shot for the lady.
All right. Good luck to you, Paul. Thanks.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. 10 minutes after the top of the hour, and that number again is 800-823-8255. And let's get to Ron. Ron, welcome.
Yes, I'm assuming you mean Ron Wilson. Yes, I've got a water heater that's 40 gallons, and I had a walk-in tub put in for safety measures for my wife and myself. And I kind of wondered whether the tank would be able to supply the hot water to the tub, and I thought I'd try it. But it's not doing it, and I called around to see what my options were, and I called. called this Ream company, I think it was, and they told me that there was something out there called the, where they actually had the product, called a booster, but I can't find any reviews on it to see if it's something that might take care of my problem. They talk like, you know, what it does, it boosts your water heater and allows it to be able to give you the adequate hot water to fill that.
Yeah, the booster, I'm not sure where you can buy it. I would try places like Ferguson Plumbing Supply, you know, Wrigler Plumbing Supplies, and see if they have it. On the Ream website, did you check to see if they have a store locator?
No, they actually was going to send it to me through the mail, actually.
Okay.
And before I went to the trouble of trying to purchase this thing, I wanted to make sure it would work, and I can't find anybody that's...
I have not used one, and it just, the recovery time is diminished, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Another place you might try is like Roto-Rooter. Again, 24/7 plumbing service. You might give them a call and see if they can install that for you.
Okay, but do you think it's worth trying, or is it something that's feasible? Or
well, it's certainly feasible, but again, I have not had experience using it, so I don't know if it's worth trying. It will certainly increase the – I'd have to read about it, to be honest. It improves the recovery time. But it's not going to function like a tankless water heater where you have an endless supply. It just improves the recovery time. So it's heating it faster. A 40-gallon tank, we run into a lot of that, even with the 52-gallon gas tanks with these big garden tubs. They just require more water than you're able to feed it. So
okay,
if you can increase the recovery time, that gives you, you know, a little heads up on that. Yes,
the guy that described it to me, because I tried to get him to give me a step by step thing, you know, as to how it operates. And he said, what it happens is, it kicks in when it senses that your water heater is running out of hot water, and then it allows you to have more hot water. This is maybe my last question. I had another guy to tell me that if I just put an 80-gallon tank in there, which is going to be pretty costly, that would take care of my problem.
That'll take care of your problem.
What is your recommendation there?
Yeah, that would take care of your problem. That I can speak on. Sure, you just need more hot water. Now, when you have an 80-gallon, I don't know, how many gallons does that tub, walk-in tub, hold? Do you know offhand?
It's about 60, 65 gallons.
Okay, so you're going to drain that water heater, but you'll have enough water to create a hot tub of water, right? Because you got an 80-gallon tank. Obviously, it's going to, your cost to heat that water is going to increase because, you know, they work like giant percolators, right? You heat up the water, it cools off, and you reheat it. So, or you heat it up, you use it all, and it's going to, you know, the recovery time for 80 gallons is going to be a little bit longer than a 40-gallon, but you've already used all the water. You've taken care of the problem. That'll solve the problem. I don't know how to, unless I read about it and get the specifics on it, how to compare from a standpoint of efficiency and cost, how that compares to adding a booster. So that's going to require a little bit more work. Does Ream have any videos or any information on their website? Did you ask them?
No, they don't. I went on there, and they referred me to a tech support, and they didn't seem to be too knowledgeable about it. And I asked them if they had any reviews or anybody that had actually used the product, and they couldn't refer me to anybody. So
Well, the 80-gallon would certainly take care of it, and you might consult a plumber, too, to see if they have any you know, experience installing those, and Roto-Rooter would be the person I would direct you to. All right, thank you, Ron. We're 16 minutes after the top of the hour. Your call's next at 800-823-8255. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
This
This time of year, we'll all be spending more time than ever inside. So, is the air in your home healthy? The EPA says that indoor air is at least 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. That's why I have an Easy Breathe in my home. Easy Breathe removes damp, dirty, polluted air, airborne particles, and allergens, and exchanges it with cleaner, drier air. We love it. Protect your home and your health with a whole home Easy Breathe ventilation. Easy Breathe. Call 866-822-7328 or visit easybreathe.com. Clogged gutters can really cause a lot of water damage in your home. And my solution, Gutter Brush. It's a brush that simply slides into the gutter and keeps debris from clogging them. I've recommended Gutter Brush for years and use it at my home. It's effective, affordable, and it's really simple to install. Gutter Brush is made in the USA, lifetime guaranteed, and you'll protect your gutters for a fraction of what other systems cost. Order at gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433, 888-397-9433. Don't find out the hard way that your sump pump is broken. Hi, it's Gary Sullivan, and my friends at Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup can replace your old broken sump pump before the next big storm. Roto-Rooter can also install battery or water-powered backup pumps. So don't let your basement turn into a lake. Before we really get into the rainy season, call Roto-Rooter at 1-800-GET-ROTO or go to rotorooter.com. Away goes trouble down the drain, just like it has for the last 85 years. Roto-Rooter. Hey, Gary Sullivan here for Odor Exit. Fall, of course, is the time we open up our windows to get some fresh air into our homes. Well, some of us may be a little too worried to do that because of pollen, smoke, and other irritants that can make our breathing difficult or nose itch and cause our eyes to water. Well, Odor Exit is 2 products that will remove those problems from your air. Magic and AQM will make your air smell fresh and clean without a pungent, overwhelming fragrance. Visit odorexit.com. That's odorexit.com. All right, back at it we go. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. By the way, during the break, I went to Rheem, R-H-E-E-M.com, just checking on that water heater booster to see if they had instructional videos or a video on it. They do. So for the fellow that called before, if you just go to Rheem.com, you can find a page for the water heater booster. It explains what the booster is. Works on electric or gas, and then there is a booster overview video that you can go ahead and watch from that standpoint. Also, contact your plumber. A lot of plumbers carry A. O. Smith and Rheem products. They can certainly lead you in that direction and help you make that decision whether it's easier to go with the booster or more beneficial to go with a larger tank. So wanted to follow up that question. All right, our phone number, if you'd like to grab a line, it's 800-823-8255. Micah, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Sullivan.
Morning.
A question on a deck. Just replaced my deck, going around a swimming pool, and wanted to see if I should put any kind of sealant on it before I stain it, and what kind of stain would be best.
Okay, well, your stain is your sealant. If yours isn't a deck sealer, it's a peg. Okay, so the couple questions I have for you is what type of stain do you want to use? Are you going to use a penetrating stain or a solid color stain?
I wanted to use a solid color stain.
Okay, and okay. When was that deck installed?
This summer, well, it's taken me all summer by myself to do it.
Okay.
So I just got it done.
All right. I would, and this is pressure-treated wood, correct?
Correct. Yes.
All right. I would not do anything with that until next spring. I would, at that point, come back with a spritzer bottle of water. I would spritz the water onto the deck, and if it penetrates into the wood within 30 seconds, it will allow a solid color stain to bite onto that pressure-treated wood and give you good performance. If you do it too soon, because there's a number of factors here. Pressure-treated wood is pressure-treated with a water. That's what carries it into the wood, the pressure treatment. And so that wood has to dry out a little bit. For solid color stains, got to dry out more so than a penetrating stain. And if you use a solid stain on there, they used to say about a year. But, you know, I'd say 9 months to a year. And remember, pressure-treated wood was, there was a shortage in the summer. So a lot of times this wood was being milled, pressure-treated, and sent to the retailer, and it was purchased in a very short period of time. Sometimes you get wood that's been sitting in the warehouse for a while, and of course that cuts down the amount of time before it needs to be sealed. But and the most damage is caused by the sun. So, Micah, quite honestly, I'd wait till springtime to apply my solid color stain.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to wait until about April of next year. I purchased the wood, all of it, last about the end of April, beginning of May.
Okay. Okay. So, April, you'll be fine. And if you'd like to just go ahead and test that wood now just to kind of see where you're at, again, spritzing that water onto the wood, seeing how long it takes to penetrate into that wood will kind of give you an idea where you're at. But you're not going to cause that wood any harm at all if you wait till April or May of next year. Just get it done before, you know, the pool season opens up.
Okay. And do I need to do the underneath side of that?
Not necessarily, no. Just the surface will be fine. Surface and between the boards. There's probably a little gap between the boards.
Correct. Yeah. All right, thank you.
All right, you're quite welcome. Thank you. Take care. All right, and Steve, welcome.
Hi, Gary. How you doing?
Yes, sir, fine.
Got a question on some removing some concrete from metal siding.
Yep.
There's like where it's splashed up onto the concrete. You know, when they pour. Hey, it's been on there for a while. How do you get it off without scratching up the paint?
Well, it's really going to be tough because the concrete, obviously, it's dried. Obviously, it's tough to get off. You go back to that mechanical and chemical thing, and mechanical, anything you use is going to scratch it.
Right.
And chemically, quite honestly, a lot of those are acid based. And
keep the paint off.
Yeah, it could. It could.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess a solution maybe of like a muriatic acid in water. You could try that, but it's got an acid. Quikrete makes an efflorescence and rust removing product, which is a non-acid product. I think I'd probably give that a try. Efflorescence is the salty lime deposits, the white chalkiness we see on concrete. And that, you know, depending on how thick it is, that may remove it. Just try it in an inconspicuous place. Don't try it right in the middle of the siding.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Where can I get that? Home Depot?
Most of your big box stores, your Lowe's, your Ace Hardware stores. But it's called Quikrete Efflorescence and Rust Remover.
Okay,
thank you, Steve. Take care. All right, let me give you the phone number. You can grab a line. It's 800-823-8255. We're working around the home together, and you're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Solutions to your home improvement are as easy as calling 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Every weekend, you hear me talking about great products that I've found to make your home projects easier. Because I'm all about easy and quality. Well, I always check out the products in advance to make sure I'm comfortable recommending them. Now, if you manufacture or represent a product that you think may be a good fit for my show, how about contacting me? We're always looking for new sponsors that we can support through our unique partnerships. Just email me, Gary Sullivan at iHeartMedia.com. That's Gary Sullivan at iHeartMedia.com. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer, indoors and out? Well, Deich Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Man, it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough pre-mixed clear coat you can roll on slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks, walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or DeichCoatings.com. Well, I'm all about quick and easy, so I found a caulk that's perfect for me. It's White Lightning 3006 Quick Dry. Gets it done in a hurry. It's a thicker formula caulk that's easier to apply and dry so fast. Caulked areas can be painted in 20 minutes. It's ideal for filling gaps and cracks around doors, windows, baseboards, siding, and more. White Lightning 3006 Quick Dry. Finish in a flash. It's my go-to caulk. It's available at Menards and Lowe's stores. If some of the projects on your to-do list include removing old paint from furniture, doors, or molding, you probably think that's a hazardous, messy job, but it's not with Blue Bear products. They're safe, effective, and affordable. I use Blue Bear paint stripper with Safe-N-All. It easily removes multiple layers of paint, all while being even safer than ever. Formulated without harmful chemicals, it gets the job done while being low odor and non-caustic. Blue Bear paint stripper with Safe-N-All, now available at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best store.
All right, back at it we go. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. And as I said, Ron Wilson wasn't able to join us today. So here's your gardening tip. It's sponsored by Gutter Brush, the easiest gutter leaf guard around. Easy to install and maintain. And by golly, with all the leaves dropping, make sure those gutters stay clean and free-flowing. All right, gardening tips Ron sent me was, number one, if it's growing, keep mowing. And quite honestly, you get some cool nights and some fall fertilization, that grass is definitely growing. Also, the leaves can be mulched into the lawn. They can be raked and put in a compost bin, not necessarily have to go to the landfill. So using a mulching mower and mulching the leaves back into the soil is a great way to kind of add some organic material to your lawn. And the last thing is your carved pumpkin. A wonderful way to keep that pumpkin mold-free is to thoroughly spray it down inside and outside of the carved pumpkin. And the wet-and-forget exterior will actually preserve it. It'll keep that mold and mildew from growing. So there's three garden tips, all brought to you by Gutter Brush. Joe, welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, I had a couple of solutions to a couple of callers. One about the stuff on the brick that needs to be removed.
Yeah, the butyl caulk?
Yeah, I'm in that business, and what I've found to be the easiest way to deal with that, it might sound a little nutty at the time, but sometimes I find paint and caulking and stuff all over bricks around entry doors, windows, chimneys, is getting some paint mixed to the color of the brick.
Yeah.
And get a little artist brush.
Yep.
And touch it up. I've had people, and I carried different colors around just over the years. You know, I saved colors of, because some houses have multicolored bricks,
right,
or variations
right.
in the same theme.
Right.
And touch those up, and people, even on the main entry doorway, they say, I tell them what I did, and they said, I can't believe it. I really can't.
Yeah. Help. Yeah. That's a great tip, Joe. I have kind of forgot about it, to be honest with you, and I've done that many, many times. And even if I have to get behind the bushes and get a little piece of brick, a little chip of the brick, take it into the paint store, let them get it in their computer match it, and just a good flat exterior latex paint, and you're right. You can hide that. And you're right, when you get all the different speckles, you maybe lose a little bit of that, but you're really touching up a very small portion. So thanks for jogging my mind on that, for sure.
The other thing on that aluminum siding, maybe to a homeowner this might sound like a big job, but really, if you can find the same siding, it might, without seeing the house. You know,
I'm
just going to say it'd be easier for, like, somebody that does this kind of work all the time to go in there and just pop out the siding and put the new stuff in and be done with it.
Yeah, he said metal siding, didn't he, Joe?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, so maybe using your little tip on that caulking might be appropriate for that siding, too.
Yeah, I don't know how much. It's not something that you get up within 2 feet, you know, on your hands and knees to see. It's going to be down lower.
Sure. So. All right, pair of great tips. All right. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, those are great tips. I've done that brick thing multiple times, and he's exactly right. You can hide it so very easily, and you can't see it. I'd say once you get within 2-3 feet, you might be able to notice maybe a little, but certainly not from, 4 or 5 feet away, and certainly not from a street away. You'll never notice it, but that's a great tip. Ike, welcome.
Hi there. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
I had a weak moment last weekend. I spilt some wax, candle wax, on my driveway, and it's really bothered me. I tried a couple different ways to clean it up. Hey, I'm all for good ideas.
What have you used so far?
Actually, I chipped all the excess wax off that I could chip with.
Good.
Then I even took a burner, a little Bunsen burner, and a little torch, and tried to heat it up and suck it up with a paper towel. Then I heated it up again, and I even threw some kitty litter on it, trying to clean it. And
it didn't work.
I haven't used the power washer. No.
Yeah.
I haven't used the power washer yet. But
You're on the right track. I always talk about removing candle wax, fire and ice. Put ice cubes on it, make it very, very brittle. Remove as much of the excess wax as you can. And then normally I'll get these calls from carpet, where it's spilled on carpet or it's spilled on tile, like a ceramic tile. And heating it is fine. I don't know. From a standpoint of concrete, that's going to be a little bit more of a challenge, because my guess is what happened is when you heated that wax up, it kind of started working like a sealant, and it penetrated down into the concrete rather than being pulled up into the paper towel.
Yeah.
So one of the ways you would do it off carpet, and this may work too, is if you use something a little coarser, like a brown craft paper bag, and maybe not, obviously you're not going to use a torch, but maybe a heat gun or an iron, where you get that paper pretty warm, not to a point where of combustion, but you'll get it pretty hot, and it'll liquefy that wax and draw it into, in other words, the paper bag will have more porosity and more absorption than the concrete. So that would be my suggestion, and you're right. The pressure washer, and even running hot water into the pressure washer, that will do the job, but don't use too much pressure on there, or you can do some damage to the concrete too. You remember, a pressure washer, when you get up to 3,500 PSI, you can actually chip concrete. So, 2,400, maybe run it with hot water as a last resort. I'd give that a try.
Okay, you can run hot water through that. I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
I thought it would burn up. I didn't know. I got hot water, too, so that's good.
Yep,
but
there you go.
Yeah, that was a weak moment. I don't even let people, if their vehicle is leaked oil. I wouldn't let them in my driveway, and it's driving me crazy.
Yeah. Well, give those a try. I feel pretty good. One of them will work for you.
Oh, thank you for your time.
All right. You bet, Ike. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. And, again, our number is 800-823-8255. DJ, welcome.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Yes, sir. Fine.
Good. Hey, I got a 20-year-old soaker tub or whatever they call it, whirlpool tub.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a Delta faucets on it.
Okay.
Right side is cold, left side is hot. And they leak, you know, obviously because it's on the whirlpool, they're on the top.
Mm-hmm.
But they're leaking when I from the top as I'm running the water.
Okay.
Now, interestingly enough, the water comes out faster on the hot side when the water is turned when that faucet is turned off, but the other side is on. And it just kind of comes out and runs right down the side of the tub. We just have to keep a towel there.
Hmm. Okay, so the leak is actually occurring at the handle.
Correct.
Okay. So have you taken the handle off and removed the stopper?
I have not. But, I mean, I got the little caps off, and I see the screws, and I can easily take those off.
Good. So what you're experiencing when it's leaking around the handle versus leaking out of the spout, it has nothing to do with the washer or the cartridge, but it has everything to do with the O-rings around the cartridge or stem,
okay.
Depending on which one you have. So when you take that handle off, you know, you're going to shut off the water, take that handle off. My guess is it's got a plastic stem that can just be, it'll have like a little bonnet nut that you can twist and remove. And inside that bonnet, you're going to see one or two O-rings. Those have just kind of rounded or flattened off rather than being rounded, so you're just getting a leak up through that.
Okay. And can those be replaced without replacing the whole faucet?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, pretty much anything with a leak on a faucet, whether it's out of the stem or around the handles, the washers in there can all be replaced.
And you can just go to Home Depot or Lowe's or something like that.
Sure. Bring the stem with you. Bring the O-rings with you. And,
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a lot of different sizes.
Well, we love your show every Saturday, and we certainly appreciate all the service you provide to us.
Very good, DJ. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. A little break, and then back to you. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Jaws, the Just Add Water System, keeps your family safe. And as you start going out to your favorite businesses, there'll be more emphasis on disinfecting than ever before. Jaws hospital-grade disinfectant kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It's non-streaking and safe on all hard surfaces. It's a cleaner and disinfectant all-in-one. Jaws reusable bottles and concentrated refill pods save you money, time, and space. So skip the empty store shelves. Jaws disinfectant's available now at JawsCleans.com. The Zoller Company has been a trusted name in the pump industry for over 80 years. This family-owned business has been designing and machining quality sump pump products to protect your home from floods. And man, they are dedicated to quality. In fact, each pump is tested underwater before it leaves the Louisville, Kentucky manufacturing facility to ensure customers are getting a dependable working pump in every Zoller box. I've got a Zoller pump and a Zoller backup pump at my home. Ask your plumbing pro to install Zoller products in your home. It's always a good idea to have a certified chimney sweep inspect your chimney annually. Hey, Gary Sullivan here. A leaky chimney can be a big problem, and Chimney RX has a three-step process to make your chimney watertight. First, their brushable crown repair will fix minor chimney cracks, followed by the masonry water repellent to waterproof the brick and mortar joint, and finally, elastomeric flashing sealant. Chimney RX products are available at Do It Best stores, plus watch informative videos at chimneyrx.com. Enjoy that fireplace. If you have ugly black and green stains on the exterior of your home, I want you to get Wet and Forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Apply to your roof, siding, deck, and walkways, any exterior surface, and you're done. No scrubbing, no rinsing, no power washing. Wet and Forget's gentle bleach-free formula works with the wind and the rain to clean mold, mildew, and algae stains over time. Just wet it and forget it. Now available in Extreme Reach Hose End. Pick up Wet and Forget at Lowe's, Menards, and Do It Best. Or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Hey, back to work we go. 12 minutes before the top of the hour. By the way, if you missed last weekend's shows or our projects of the week, you can pick it up on our podcast. It's at the iHeart app, which is free. You can also get it at Apple Play, from your speaker, from our website, GarySullivanOnline.com. Wherever podcasts are, but we have the whole show up, plus our projects of the week, and those podcasts are powered by Gutterbrush. And, boy, I'll tell you what, if you got leaves falling and you got no protection in those gutters, after you clean them out, get some Gutterbrush, gutterbrush.com. All right, back to the phones we go. And, Fred, welcome. Another weekend. How are you?
Me again.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I talked to you about a couple of years ago about this. The guy's talking about the wax. Never put up iron and paper and stuff like that on it because it makes it go deeper.
Especially on concrete. But, you know, if you've got it on ceramic.
Make a gasket that'll fit around a large coffee can.
Okay.
And get somebody to hold that down. And you pour boiling water in there about three-quarters of the way full.
Okay.
And you get I used on a white rug years ago, and it came out great. I used a fork from a barbecue set and just kept stirring it around a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody to pour crushed ice back into the can there,
right?
And just wait a little while, and that wax will float to the top and be cold. You can suck it off with a vacuum cleaner, you know, whatever.
So okay, I get how that works, and I'm sure his problem was the concrete.
Yeah,
you know, he hit it with a torch. And once he liquefied it, I'm sure that concrete sucked that down into that concrete. I don't know how far down into that concrete it is. So I don't know if I don't know. It's worth a try, though. I gave him my ideas. You got your idea. Also, a pressure washer, but you're going to have to be careful with that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could do damage to the concrete. But I know thing I didn't add, Fred, and since it's outside and it's on the concrete, you know what's going to take care of that wax?
Good old weather.
Yep, sunshine. Sunshine.
Yeah.
Because back in the day when they first came out with concrete sealers, they were waxed-based. And those things didn't last but a year.
So we may be okay.
Yeah, so over time it'll take care of it. But, you can try the boiling water, too. We're in for anything, right?
Right, my wife was, she was really upset. It was Christmas time, and they spilled a red can of wax on that white rug. It didn't look good, that's for sure.
Oh, the red, too, is a challenge, too, because you got dye in there. I'll tell you, I've been doing this for 34 years, and we used to get this call a lot. Not so much anymore, but I had a, a nun call, a sister. And from the convent, she goes, we have a lot of candles, we have a lot of wax, and she did the old iron and paper bag. And that's where I got that one, and I've used it once or twice, but it was on white wax, so it wasn't much of a problem. But
I wouldn't bet.
Next time I have an opportunity, I'm going to try the boiling water, though.
Yeah, it works great. She was really happy about that, that's for sure. I made a score on that one.
There you go. You can never have too many points.
Well, you have a good day, buddy. Good talking to you again.
All right. Thanks, Fred. Take care. Bye-bye. Heidi, welcome.
Hi. Good morning, Gary.
Morning.
I have an indoor two-man, I call it a jacuzzi, but it's a whirlpool. It's from, we had it installed in 1986.
Okay. And it's a bathtub?
It's a whirlpool bathtub?
Okay. All right.
Excuse me. Yeah. It works, but for some reason, and I have no idea why, it had two speeds, high and low. It has two speeds, high and low. But for some reason, it's like stuck on the high speed. So the water literally jets out across the room whenever you turn it on.
You get bruised in there. So,
yeah, really.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I've been looking for the manufacturer, jacuzzi, or someone. I've gone to the pool store. I've gone to gas plumbers. I went to a Great Escapes because, you know, they have hot tubs. And I'm thinking, okay, right. they have motors, you know, for, you know, the jets for, you know, the
right,
water.
Right.
And I have not been successful in finding somebody who can help me reset this. And I thought, oh my gosh, I have to call.
I wonder if it, I don't even know. I don't even. I'm trying to think what it is. I don't know if it's a motor as much as the switch. But I don't know who to tell you to call. You can't figure. You can't find the manufacturer. Correct.
It's Gold is the manufacturer, and I have not been able to locate them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't find anybody else who does anything with these. You know,
yeah, I'd probably be doing the same. Here's another idea. Maybe you've already done it, Heidi, is maybe going to like a Ferguson Supply. I know garden tubs aren't probably as popular as they once were, but I know they're still being sold. They are more high customer service, if you will. May even know the name of that manufacturer. And I would go there and see if they have any idea who could help you. Ferguson has a showroom of tubs and sinks and toilets and all that. And then they also have, you know, a plumbing supply side of the business. So Ferguson or Keitel is another one. I think I would maybe check there and see if they can give you any leads. Or keep listening. Someone may have a lead. I don't, though.
Okay. Okay. No, that I appreciate that, and that's a. Yeah. I'll try that one.
I'm going
to
think it's the switch. My guess is the switch, but let's see what we find out and go from there.
Okay. Okay. Never thought of the switch, though.
Yeah, I think that might be it. All right, Heidi.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care. Bye bye. That's a challenge. I don't know even if an electrician would be able to take care of that. I don't think it'd be the motor. I think it's probably the switch. So maybe somebody at a place where they sell those tubs may be able to help. Our phone number, if you'd like to get on board, is 800-823-8255 as we work our way through another weekend. Again, you can check out our podcast from last week's show. All you got to do is get the iHeart app. It's free, and it's At Home with Gary Sullivan. They'll take you right to our podcast. And also, our projects of the week, they're actually listed separately. Well, we've had a couple of interesting plumbing issues, and don't forget, if you got a plumbing problem or a water emergency, there's nobody faster or better than my friends at Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. They can take care of any plumbing problem from clogged drains, water heaters, even frozen or burst pipes. Trusted and recommended coast to coast for over 80 years, you can rely on Roto-Rooter 24/7. And their website is rotorooter.com. Your call's next as we continue working our way through the weekend and you're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Fix-It questions. Give Gary a call at 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, the weekend's upon us. Welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by White Lightning Caulks and Sealants. If you'd like to check out their website, it's WLCaulks.com. And you can see it's WLCaulk.com. And you can check out the different types of caulking for your type of project. And I'm telling you, around windows and doors, good thing to make sure they're tightly caulked going into the colder months of the year. All right, let me give you the phone number. You can grab a line as we talk a little home improvement. It's 800-823-8255. Our project of the week at the bottom of this hour will be about your chimney, stopping chimney leaks, and also making sure that chimney's in good repairable shape. With that being said, let's get back to our phones, and we have Joe. Joe, welcome.
Morning, Gary. How are you today?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
We're doing good. Sitting here doing research this morning on whether we should get our ducts clean, and we're just asking for your opinion. This is a 50-year-old house, and it's had cats in it all 50 years, and so 50-year-old ducts. Is it worth getting them clean?
Well, I'd say yes, if they've never been cleaned before. Actually, ductwork in a home really should be cleaned probably every 5 to 10 years. Obviously, more if there's more traffic and if you got cats or dogs in the house. But, I would definitely get them cleaned. Anybody suffering from any allergies or anything?
Yes and no, but, I mean, nothing crazy. I think we've tried, my wife and I have done some research. Some people say don't do it. Some people say do it. And there's people with like extensive duct cleaning things and other people with just, little brushes. So we're trying to figure out.
I got you.
How much you pay or what do you.
Yeah. Well, here's the first thing. When you see ads that say they'll clean your ducts for $89, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
And I wouldn't do business with them because what they're doing is they're trying to get in your house and then they're going to say, if you want the cold air returns done, that'll be an additional $150. And, you want them sanitized? Well, that'll be an additional $100. If you call a duct cleaning company and you say, I have, 20 ducts and I have 5 cold air returns, can you give me a price? And I mean a solid price because I'm not going to play this game. And it's around $400, probably a legit company. If they say, we have to get out there and take a look at it. It's $89 for duct cleaning. Don't believe it. It ain't going to happen. It takes a half a day to clean the duct work in your house probably. If you're noticing any kind of dust that seems like, that house is dustier than it used to be or we're dusting – every 3 or 4 days, I'd definitely get them clean then. But again, if you've had cats in that house for a long time and you're in a position to get that duct work clean, I definitely would.
Definitely go higher than lower. So you're saying the legitimate companies are charging at least $400.
Oh yeah, because the $89 company, you're going to pay them $400 or $500 anyway.
Right.
By the time they come in and, the things that are, when you get out there and they're going to say, well, that's just if we vacuumed them out. If you want them sanitized, it's this much more. If you want the cold air returns, it's this much more. If you want this done, it's this. You're still going to pay $400 or $500. Okay.
And so definitely get them all done, cold air and everything.
Yes, sir.
Is the sanitized thing worth it? Not
yes,
worth
sir.
It?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, a lot of times people talk about using a brush and that's fine, but think about it. The duct work in a lot of cases in that home are square. So I don't know if a wire brush really does any good. There's some duct companies that actually use almost like a weed eater, like a whip. I think that's more effective. And then a big old vacuum, negative air pressure, they'll suck those things clean. Also, ask them when you're finished if do they show you proof that the ducts are clean. In other words, is there a port that's open where you can look in? Do they use a camera? I would ask that question too. Some do, some don't.
I'm assuming people do this like year round. I know it's starting to get colder.
Yes, sir. They do it year round. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
In fact, I had mine done. I'm going to say it's been 4 years now. Maybe it's been five. Probably do again. But we had always noticed in our house, and I hadn't done it. I had never done it. We built a house. And since day one, we were always like, yeah, this house is the dustiest house. And I had a company come out, and they did the duct work, and the guy goes, you dusted a lot, didn't you? I said, yeah, why? And he goes, well, the plenum in your furnace was just filled with drywall dust. So just kept blowing it around, right? So we don't dust that much anymore. So well worth it.
Okay.
Just be careful. You know, just ask a lot of questions going in. Go in with your eyes open.
You got it.
All right, Joe.
Thank you, Gary.
You betcha. Take care. 12 minutes after the top of the hour. And Lynn, welcome.
Thanks, Gary. Longtime listener, third time caller. My wife and I bought this house in December of last year. It's a 50 approximately year old house. Unfinished basement, poured concrete. I got three questions about the concrete.
Okay.
We had some leaks, so we had a company come in and put piping around the perimeter and seal that and put concrete over it and sump pump, and everything's good there. Water used to come up in places where the concrete was poured not very well, very thin, cracked enough to where you could actually see the gravel underneath it. So what's your advice? Question number one on sealing those cracks in that concrete basement floor.
Okay, and there is no water coming up anymore through those cracks, correct?
Right, not anymore.
And how wide are those cracks?
You know, anywhere from a quarter of an inch to it opens up where it's actually broken up about 6 inches. The concrete's just up.
Okay. For the quarter inch cracks, I would use a self-leveling advanced resin crack filler. It's put in with a caulking tube. It's self-leveling and good adhesion, good flexibility. Quikrete makes it. And it's called an advanced resin. It's actually an acrylic resin. But advanced resin caulking, self-leveling, probably not use the urethane inside. So that's what I would use for the cracks. As far as the area where it's kind of crumbled and cracked up, is that more of a patch that needs to be used then?
I'm thinking that, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know if there was something I could, like, trowel over it and smooth it out.
Well, yeah, there is. It's just that it cracked for a reason. If we put more concrete over it, is that going to crack too because it's not stable? You know, the Quikrete people, they also make one called vinyl concrete patcher, which can be troweled on anywhere from down to a 32nd of an inch up to a half inch.
Okay.
So you could level that out.
A half inch deep. But,
yeah.
I mean, the layer of concrete they initially poured was very thin.
Yeah. The only other option I could think of would be to just take that up, get some sand mix, and put in a concrete bonding agent. And, you know, I mean, if you need it like 2 inches deep or something, that's the solution I would mix up and just remove
okay.
that area.
Yeah, it's not that deep.
Okay.
I got two more basement questions. The
All
basement
right.
has a fireplace, and it had leaked, but that's been fixed. But I noticed insects like creepy crawlies and stuff coming in between the wall and the fireplace in the basement. Is there something I can put on that edges of that to seal that?
So tell me what the edges are again.
Concrete block wall and
okay.
brick up against that.
Can you see a gap there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How big is that gap, you think?
It runs about a quarter of an inch at the biggest places.
Yeah. You could get some of the, I was just talking, the white lightning caulk.
Mm-hmm.
You could use their advanced resin on that. It's a vertical surface. And or you could use their acrylic siliconized caulking because you're really just looking for a filler. It can come in colors. It can come in clear. come in white.
The clear would be good.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. So they make either one of those caulks would work fine. Is that crack pretty stable?
Yeah, excuse me, it's not moving. It's there over 40 years, and then we had water coming in, but that's been fixed.
The water's been fixed. So, yeah, if the water's been fixed and there's no hydrostatic pressure there, I think I'd use an acrylic siliconized caulking.
Okay, two more real quick on the basement. Now that we got everything dried out, it's dusty as it can be down there. I cleaned some with a broom the other day just to move some things, and it was just fogging up. Is there anything I can do to clean that basement without just having to put a mask on and just fog dust?
I laugh because when I redid my basement one time, the only way you really get it clean is with a mop and a clean bucket of water and changing that water out constantly. Just mop that down.
Okay, okay.
That's the best way
to do it.
And
then finally, I'm thinking about building a workbench down there, and I had in the back of my mind two befores for the legs on this thing. Put together at 90 degrees. Do I need to put some kind of metal cap or something on the bottom of those?
No, I wouldn't think so. What would your metal cap be on there for? Water?
Well, I used to think or heard somewhere that if you had wood on concrete that it would deteriorate the wood.
Okay, I see what you're saying. No, but what I would probably use is pressure-treated wood for the legs.
Okay.
And that'll resolve a problem if there is a problem.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Lynn. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Quick break. Is that correct, Danny boy? I kind of lost track of time there. All right. A little late. Sorry about that. We'll continue at home with Gary Sullivan.
Fix it right with a call to Gary Sullivan at 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer, indoors and out? Well, Deich Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Man, it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough pre-mixed clear coat you can roll on slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks, walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or DeichCoatings.com. You've heard me talk about PB Blaster for breaking free rusted parts. Well, for superior lubrication protection from that rust, use Blaster Multimax Synthetic Lubricant. Now, it's odorless and provides the longest-lasting lubrication and protection against corrosion, friction, and wear. You can use it on 1,000 applications. And it has the new Blaster Pro Straw Top for control flow technology for a wide spray down to just a drop. So pick up a can at the home or hardware store near you and always use Blaster products and work it like a pro. Well, my house is busy all the time now that I have grandkids, and like you, we're spending more and more time at home, especially in our finished basement. Several years ago, I was concerned about a musty smell, so we had an Easy Breathe ventilation system installed. Now the air always smells fresh, and I know it's healthier environment for all those grandkids. Listen, if you want to know if an Easy Breathe is right for your home, give them a call, 866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Protect your home and your health with a whole home Easy Breathe. Well, I'm all about quick and easy, so I found a caulk that's perfect for me. It's White Lightning 3006 Quick Dry. Gets it done in a hurry. It's a thicker formula caulk that's easier to apply and dry so fast. Caulked areas can be painted in 20 minutes. It's ideal for filling gaps and cracks around doors, windows, baseboards, siding, and more. White Lightning 3006 Quick Dry. Finish in a flash. It's my go-to caulk. It's available at Menards and Lowe's store.
All right, 22 minutes after the top of the hour. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll have our friends in from Chimney RX, and we're going to talk about areas of your chimney that are vulnerable to leakage and how to take care of those issues. And I think Jason will be joining us, and we'll have a good conversation about that. Very timely this time of year. Our phone number is 800-823-8255, talking about your home. And Ross, welcome.
Hi, Gary. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Hi. So I got one of these Rough-Tex garage doors. and it's rotted out a little bit at the bottom. I was just going to have the pane replaced, and apparently they stopped making these doors, so it looks like I either have to figure out some way to repair it or buy a brand new garage door, which is expensive. Wondering if you have any options for me.
So this is a wood door?
It's called a Rough-Tec, so it's not a solid wood. It's one of these composite woods. Uh-huh. And I guess that's why they stopped selling it, is because it's like almost like a particle board.
Right, and they're non-insulated, and they're I got you.
Right,
I got
right.
You. Have you priced a new garage door?
I have a new garage. So I have a two or a three-car garage. So I have a 16-foot door and an 8-foot span. Yeah. And so all that together is going to cost me roughly about $3,000. Yeah. So I'd rather avoid
that. It will, and I get it. I just am still amazed, though. I always think a garage door, people think they're a lot more expensive than they are. I know $3,000 isn't anything to laugh at, but for the size of the opening, that's an inexpensive part of your house. Well, ideally you would replace that and put in an insulated door, quite honestly. I mean, it's old. It's starting to fall apart. It will continue. Those doors, some of them are Masonite doors. I had one on my other home. That's why I feel very confident about this one. But, you know, if it's not in the budget, it's not in the budget. So tell me where it's kind of falling apart and what looks like it needs to be done. Is it like a wood filler thing we can chip out some stuff?
I guess that's the problem. So it's like, you know, maybe the bottom 2-3 inches. And, you know, what's happened over time is it's gotten wet and rotted out a little bit.
Right, right.
And so I just worry that it's a little bit too much material to patch with a wood filler, especially for, that distance.
Well, so there are different types of wood fillers. Normally I'd say you're exactly right. It's not really a wood filler you need. You'd kind of need an epoxy wood repair. So here's a product I'd recommend. It's actually used in a lot of historical houses where they need large patches of wood for like columns and things.
Okay.
This wood patch can actually create a patch the size of a basketball. So just kind of give you an idea that it'll be able to do the job. The name of the product is called Abatron, and their website is abatron.com. And they have a lot of products, but they have two products you'd be interested in. First, you want to remove any really, really loose decaying wood. And then you would purchase a product called Liquid Wood. Liquid Wood is a wood hardener. So if you remove the really rotted pieces of wood away just by scraping it, light scraping, you don't have to remove it all. Just get the really compromised wood out of there, and then you put the liquid wood on there, and what it does is it hardens that wood. And then you come back with a product called Wood Epox, and it's an epoxy wood filler that can then be spread on. It can be multiple layers. It can be sanded. It can be drilled. It can be painted. It can be stained. So Liquid Wood and Wood Epox is what you're looking for from Abatron.com. All right, very good. Coming up next, we're going to talk about your chimney. That's our project of the week, and you're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Leaks to levels. It's no problem for Gary. Call 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Do
Jaws, the Just-Add water system, keeps your family safe. And as you start going out to your favorite businesses, there'll be more emphasis on disinfecting than ever before. Jaws hospital-grade disinfectant kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It's non-streaking and safe on all hard surfaces. It's a cleaner and disinfectant all-in-one. Jaws reusable bottles and concentrated refill pods save you money, time, and space. So skip the empty store shelves. Jaws disinfectant's available now at JawsCleans.com.
Bet you're looking for a deck sealer that'll last a season or two longer. Well, I found that premium deck stain. It's called Defy Extreme Wood Stain. It's a water-based deck sealer, so you can clean, use a wood brightener, and seal the deck all in one day. Defy Extreme Wood Stain protects the wood from harmful effects of the sun by using state-of-the-art nanotechnology, much like sunscreen. Plus, it has enhanced mildew resistance. Check out Defy Extreme Wood Stain along with their cleaner and brightener at DefyWoodStain.com, also at Do It Best stores.
The Zoller Company has been a trusted name in the pump industry for over 80 years. This family-owned business has been designing and machining quality sump pump products to protect your home from floods. And man, they are dedicated to quality. In fact, each pump is tested underwater before it leaves the Louisville, Kentucky manufacturing facility to ensure customers are getting a dependable working pump in every Zoller box. I've got a Zoller pump and a Zoller backup pump at my home. Ask your plumbing pro to install Zoller products in your home. Does your jetted bathtub or hot tub spit out specks of brownish black gunk? Well, it could be biofilm, a slime formation in the plumbing that can harbor nasty bacteria. It's a complete colonoscopy that ends this nightmare. Awesome is safe, works fast, is effective, and septic safe. If you got a smelly washer or dishwasher, just a pinch of the gel does the job. Get Awesome at select dealers or at your favorite online retailer. Get it clean. Keep it clean. Get Awesome. That's AHHSOME.
All right, time for our project of the week. And our project of the week is going to deal about leaky chimneys. And joining me now is Jason Wright. Jason, welcome to At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Hey, thanks, Gary, for having me on.
Well, the leaves are a-falling. The temperatures are a-dropping. And the fireplaces are going to start getting used. But if you got problems with the chimney, that's something that's got to be corrected. Can you kind of give me an overview of where is the Achilles heels of chimneys? Where does a chimney leak?
Well, you know, typically you're going to look at one of three different possible areas. One of them being the top of the chimney, the crown, and it's just the concrete or the mortar-based top of the chimney. The second option is the brick and mortar joints, so just the vertical parts where the brick and mortar's at, and then you've got the flashing at the base of it where the chimney meets the roof. Those are the three different areas that you want to look at if you're experiencing chimney leaks.
So a chimney, usually brick facade, and then there's a liner inside there. Is there a gap between the bricks and the liner then? Where's that water go?
Yeah, I mean, that could be one potential source. There usually is a small gap. You know, another option, too, is the crown could actually have cracks in it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, those are usually when you're down on the ground, you know, you don't see all these things unless you get up close.
Right.
And when you get up close, you realize that there's several different options for water to get in.
Yeah, I've talked in the past Jason, about just standing down on your lawn with a pair of binoculars and just go along the brick and where the flashing tucks in. But quite honestly, unless you got a drone, you're probably not going to see the top of the chimney, and that's that crown wash. And I'd say in most cases, that's a place that's very easily ignored, except for people that are good about having that chimney cleaned on a yearly basis or every other year basis, and a lot of time that's where they discover cracks.
That's correct.
So, number one, your chimney sweep, a CSIA chimney sweep, can certainly take care of these problems and check them out. But if you wanted to do these repairs yourself, let's talk first about the crown wash. If it's in disrepair, what I'm going to see and how do I take care of it?
Sure. And just real quick, you know, we definitely always recommend having a CSIA certified sweep come out to check your chimney out every year. That's just good maintenance. But in terms of, you know, if you do have a cracked chimney crown and you're comfortable with getting up on your roof and you're able to do that, you know, certainly, you know, a visual inspection is the first step. Just look at it to see if there's, you know, are there any noticeable cracks? And more often than not, you will find them.
Right.
And that's usually the first area that we like to address is just kind of start at the top and work your way down. Is the crown in, you know, and even if it's not cracked, it's still, you know, it could still be absorbing water.
Well, so, that's true, too. Yeah, if it's not sealed, right?
So, yeah, we make a product called Chimney RX Brushable Crown Repair. It's easy to apply. You just apply it with a paintbrush, and it's basically a coating that you can apply to the top of your chimney that will it will stay flexible over time. It will waterproof it and prevent any water from actually soaking in. And it's thick enough to where it's kind of like, it's almost kind of like drywall compound where like right. in terms of the consistency. So it's kind of thick. It's like a thick paste that you apply and it will totally seal and waterproof the top of that chimney.
Right. I've used that on numerous substrates around the house and the crown wash being one too. And again, if you got a crown wash that doesn't have a reveal on it, in other words, it extends over the brick itself, you can just run a little thing of duct tape around that top part, and that'll create kind of a form for putting the crown wash sealer right on the top. It's not a difficult product to use.
It's very easy. I mean, as you know, like I said, as long as you're comfortable with getting up on your roof, and that's something that you're capable of doing, you know, the product is very easy to apply.
Is there, you know, we're getting into the colder times of the year. Is there temperature limitations on that product, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're looking, you certainly don't want it to get below 45 degrees or so.
Okay.
You know, if it's got several hours, you know, if you're in the 50s or 60s, that's certainly fine to do.
Okay.
If you're dipping down into the 40s, you know, there's a little bit of question mark there. You want it to have several hours of weather that's, you know, above 45 degrees.
Right. That second course of bricks, I know where that flashing tucks into that joint. That's always a place for vulnerability. Is there another product besides the crown wash that we can use to kind of seal that up?
Yeah, so we make a product called Elastomeric Flashing Sealant, and it comes in a half gallon. It's black, and it basically it's the same type of application. You brush it on, and it's a permanently flexible coating that will seal and waterproof the bottom of your chimney, right where it meets the roof line, and that is a very frequent source of water penetration. Is where that roof line meets the chimney. There's just a joint there that water can just go right through. So this product will, you know, you brush it on, and like you said, I usually take duct tape and just kind of do an outline, you know, maybe 6 inches above that joint and then six inches onto the roof, and then just paint the product over top of it, and that will seal it up and prevent any water penetration from coming through.
Yeah, and just a little sidebar there, too, and I see people do this, and I always want to weep when I see it. They get up there with a can of roof cement and start lathering that stuff on. And roof cement, for the most part, doesn't have much of a UV block in it, and that heat and that sun, and it starts cracking, then water gets inside the patch.
Yeah.
Now, I think you used the word elastomeric. That's going to prevent that from happening, correct?
Yeah, that's the nice thing about this product. You know, you're using something like tar, it's going to get brittle over time, and it's going to crack, and then you're going to end up with the same problem. This product will remain permanently flexible. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to crack. It's not going to get brittle. It'll actually, you know, the repair will stay intact over years. I mean, it'll last years.
Well, my last home had reclaimed brick on the whole house and also the chimney. And, man, after it rained, my house always stayed wetter than everybody else's. And eventually it became a problem. We started having spalling on the chimney. And so the brick on the chimney, focusing on that, you said that was kind of the third point of water entry on the chimney, is kind of creating a water repellent on the brick itself. I assume you have something like that, and how's that applied?
Yeah, so, and you know, really what bricks are is they're basically like a sponge for water.
Yeah,
I mean, they'll soak up water. And the challenging part about a chimney is if you're using it, you know, throughout the winter, it's heating up and cooling down. And that creates an effect where if there's any moisture inside of those bricks, that moisture will freeze and thaw. And as that happens, it actually, you know, it expands the bricks, and the bricks will pop. And it'll just cause what's called spalling, which is, you know, just the outer layer of the brick is coming off.
Right.
And so we have a product called Masonry Chimney Water Repellent. And all that is it's just a clear water repellent that you can spray on with a pump sprayer. Very easy to apply. Just apply two wet-on-wet coats, just, you know, the second coat within 30 seconds. And it just absorbs into the brick, and it actually becomes part of the brick. And it waterproofs it so that no water is able to get in. And so that right there helps eliminate the spalling problem, because if the water can't get in the first place, right, it's not going to be inside of there to freeze and thaw and then expand and pop the faces of your brick off.
Right. Well, how long does the water repellent last on brick?
You know, it's going to be on average, I mean, it's certainly going to last, you know, 5 to 10 years.
Okay.
You know, it's going to, you know, kind of vary, but, you know, most of the time that's what we're seeing.
Yeah. Oh, good vertical surface. That makes sense. Now, I know a lot of chimney sweeps use the product Chimney RX. It's very much a professional grade type product. Is it available to homeowners, and where can I purchase some Chimney RX?
Yeah, so we sell that product through, it's available through Do It Best stores.
Okay.
You can actually go to chimneyrx.com and find a list of our dealers, and you can also purchase it on Amazon.
Very good. All right. Well, you got another maybe month to get that taken care of. So,
yep.
At the very least, if it's been a while since you had your chimney cleaned, most CSIA chimney sweeps that are going to clean your chimney, they inspect these things also, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So if you're not comfortable getting up on the ladder, get a chimney sweep up there and let them take a look at it. And if you're starting, where does water usually manifest itself if you got leaks in the chimney? Is it in the firebox, or do you start seeing it on the drywall, or?
Both. I mean, it could be any number of ways. It really depends on where the water's coming in at and how you, you know, how your structure is set up. But I mean, it could be coming, you could notice water coming down through the flue, through the actual chimney. You could see it coming, you know, out on the outside of your hearth. You could see it coming through your ceiling in your house. I mean, there's multiple ways that you could find this problem. But I would say, you know, if you're seeing any water coming in at all, you know, certainly the chimney is the first place that I would look.
Right. Well, like all leaks, they don't take care of themselves. You're going to have to do something about it. So it's chimneyrx.com. And, Jason, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Gary.
All right. We'll see you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number is 800-823-8255. Grab a line. We'll take your questions about your home and your at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Clogged gutters can really cause a lot of water damage in your home, and my solution, Gutter Brush. It's a brush that simply slides into the gutter and keeps debris from clogging them. I've recommended Gutter Brush for years and used it at my home. It's effective, affordable, and it's really simple to install. Gutter Brush is made in the USA, lifetime guaranteed, and you'll protect your gutters for a fraction of what other systems cost. Order at gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433, 888-397-9433.
Don't find out the hard way that your sump pump is broken. Hi, it's Gary Sullivan, and my friends at Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup can replace your old broken sump pump before the next big storm. Roto-Rooter can also install battery or water-powered backup pumps. So don't let your basement turn into the lake. Before we really get into the rainy season, call Roto-Rooter at 1-800-GET-ROTO or go to rotorooter.com. Away goes trouble down the drain, just like it has for the last 85 years. Roto-Rooter. If you have ugly black and green stains on the exterior of your home, I want you to get Wet and Forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Apply to your roof, siding, deck, and walkways, any exterior surface, and you're done. No scrubbing, no rinsing, no power washing. Wet and Forget's gentle bleach-free formula works with the wind and the rain to clean mold, mildew, and algae stains over time. Just wet it and forget it. Now available in Extreme Reach Hose End. Pick up Wet and Forget at Lowe's, Menards, and Do It Best. Or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Looking for an easy way to boost your home's curb appeal? Well, let me give you a tip. A new Clopay garage door can transform your home and be installed by a pro in less than a day. From the classic charm of a carriage house door to sleek, modern designs in steel and wood, a Clopay garage door will refresh your home and increase its value. Browse a wide selection of door styles and find a Clopay dealer near you by visiting clopaydoor.com.
All right, back at it we go, 11 minutes before the top of the hour, at home with Gary Sullivan. And back to the phones we go. Steve, welcome.
Hey, Gary. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How about you?
Oh, just great, thank you. I've got an odor problem.
All right.
I've got a first-floor bathroom that's over a crawl space, and I originally thought we smelled this, and the crazy part is we smell it especially after a rain. You know, so I thought I'd replace the wax ring. I got under there, and this is probably 3 or 4 months ago, put a double wax ring under there, thinking, you know, because I don't know who put it in, whatever, it was, didn't seem like it was sealing, so I thought that was my solution. Well, that didn't work. So then I came back after we found the odor again, and I caulked around the base of the toilet.
Okay.
And that seemed to work for a very short time, maybe a month or so. And then just this morning, my wife said, oh, my gosh, it's doing it again. And we were wondering if it could be a vent problem.
Well, it could. No, probably wouldn't be a vent problem. I mean, it's a possibility. There's two things I would think about. When you got underneath there, did you notice any areas where leaking looked like it was a problem when you said you replaced the wax seal?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And so, like I said, I put two wax seals under there just to see if I could really. It seemed to be deeper than normal. You know what I mean? When it maybe it was over some ceramic tile subfloor and all that type of stuff. So I thought that would solve the problem, and that didn't work.
Okay. So there would be two things that I would be most suspect of, and one was the thing that you have corrected or tried to correct, and that would be the toilet ring. The second thing would be just dampness in a crawl space. You know, the crawl space can get damp and pretty musty smelling, and you know, it can permeate up through the wood and create that odor.
USA Insulation about 5 years ago, and they insulated the whole crawl space. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think we got that taken care of. So, got anything else?
Well, yeah, I'm going to go back to that seal because at first I thought you probably took care of it. But then when you said you used caulking around there and it kind of cleared up the problem, kind of makes me think that we never really resolved the problem.
Yeah.
And when you start double stacking wax rings, it's pretty easy to kind of get them cattywampus and you still have a little bit of sewer gas coming in into that room. So there is a product out there almost designed especially for your problem. It's called a Perfect Seal. And Danco makes one. I think Fluid Master makes one now too. And what it is, it's an adjustable toilet seal with even an extension piece on there. It's pretty... It's very stable. I was going to say pretty stable. It's very stable to put one of those things on in an area where it's kind of where that flange is recessed. And I think I'd take the toilet up. I would take that off and I'd try a Perfect Seal.
Okay, great.
I'll get that. Most hardware stores will have that. And it really makes that project easier also. So it's since you've already been there, I think I would do that regardless. And let's see if that doesn't take care of it, because I really think that's your issue.
That's the name of the product is Perfect Seal, and it's either Danco or Fluid Master, you say?
Yeah, Fluid Masters, I don't know what their name of it is, but you can't touch any wax. It's a plastic piece with an extension, and there's a rubberized piece inside that. It's totally different than a wax ring. Danco's is called Perfect Seal. I'm not sure what Fluid Masters is called.
I got you.
But I would try that first. And the only reason I'm saying that is because when it came back and you caulked it, it went away.
Yeah, right.
Which tells me that pretty much could be the source. If that wouldn't work, I would get down into crawl space again, and I would make sure that that floor has no standing water, is not damp, is not musty, anything along those lines. And then
so
the
you don't
third
think
thing
the vent could be it.
The vent, if you had that, what would probably happen is you'd probably have trouble flushing it.
Yeah, we don't have that problem. It's only the one toilet. We got six toilets, so, you know, it's the only one.
Yeah. So I think you would have trouble flushing it, or it would water would gurgle from the bathtub, or the water would be really low in the bowl. You'd have other issues that would be pointing that direction.
Well, my wife said that she did notice this morning the water in the bowl was low. Mm-hmm. Which I thought, you know, what do I know? If I got up on the roof, can you look down there and see anything? What am I looking for?
Yeah, you know, it could be any number of things. It could be leaves. It could be sticks. It could be a ball.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Let's start with that Perfect Seal. I think that's still my number one. That's my number one suspect.
Okay.
All right.
I sure appreciate it, Gary.
All right, Steve. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. Well, our friends in Louisville at WHAS have been really busy today. I've never seen so many calls come in from Louisville. Bob, welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Gary.
Morning.
Gary, I do handyman repair work, and I've run into a two-story deck that they have the pan system underneath it for, you know, for draining and for closing the bottom.
Right.
But they got Trex or a Trex-like product board on top.
Okay.
And they were soft. And I took them up and noticed that the top of the floor joists are all decaying. A lot of them are decaying.
Right.
And I think that, and see if you agree with me, the pans are down way below the joist. So it's not, I thought, well, this thing's holding water and it's all stopped up. But that it's perfectly clean.
Okay.
I think this Trex-like product feels very damp. Even after a day or two after it rains, it's still damp. And is there been a situation where this Trex-like product is holding water? And,
well,
you know, it's like
yes.
a, it's like a wet board. It's
yes.
like a wet
so
board.
Let me ask you this. Is it a Trex brand or you said Trex-like product?
I can't verify. It's over 15 years old. I can't verify. Yeah. They bought the house, and it's, you know, they don't.
Yeah.
They
so
don't
remember
know.
that's a wood flower and plastic combination. So there is wood in there, and they've had numerous cases where the mixture has too much wood flower in there. Plastic breaks down over time and has caused that problem. So I would answer is yes. That potentially could be the issue.
All right, that's what I told them.
There is different sealers. If you go to a website, defywoodstain.com, they have a product that can seal and stain Trex wood. So it's defywoodstain.com. That if you can get it dried out, that might help you with that particular issue. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll come back and answer some more calls. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Start a project and don't know how to finish it? Call Gary at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, it's the weekend. Welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan, taking you through another hour of getting some questions answered about your home project. Glad you could join me, and if you'd like to jump on board, you can call us up at 800-823-8255. This hour is brought to you by Clopay Door as we get your home set up. You know, earlier today, speaking of Clopay Door, we had a caller talking about an old Masonite garage door, a wood door, and how it was rotting down at the bottom, which is common. I mean, that door is probably 25, 30 years old. And, you know, they're failing. So many people, I mean, we talk a lot about cosmetics. And if you got a, you know, a house and you got a garage that faces the street, that's probably a third of the exterior front part of your home. And so it's, you know, I understand why we talk about cosmetics. But a wood door is just not efficient compared to the insulated garage doors that are out on the market now. And we don't talk about that enough. Where I'm at, it gets down, oh, maybe below zero a day or two a year. You know, in the 20s, in the middle of the winter, and my garage has never got below 40 degrees. And I have an insulated Clopay door that's probably 20 years old. So, think about that. They're not as expensive as you think they are, and they cover up a good part of the exterior of your home. All right, so it's brought to you by Clopay Door. A little tangent there. Let's get back to the phones, and we have Larry. Larry, welcome.
Gary, how you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
All right. My wife was pressure canning beans yesterday.
Okay.
And it underneath the little black thing that the burner goes into, I pulled it up, and it's like baked on something underneath on that finish.
Okay.
And I tried some goof off, and it didn't cut it very well.
Yep.
Any ideas?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you my experience about something. I couldn't tell you what got burnt onto a glass top stove, but it was there for, I'm telling you, 2 years. I couldn't get off. I tried every product in the world. And you hear me talk about Jaws Cleaner?
Yeah, I have.
All right. They got a kitchen degreaser. In fact, I was talking to Bruce Yacko, who we have on the show, who is the president of the company. And I was telling him about this. And he says, try the kitchen cleaner and degreaser. So I got some. I sprayed it on. And he told me to spray it on, set a paper towel on, and then spray the paper towel and let it sit there for about a half hour. Well, I let it sit there for about an hour and a half. And I came back, I pulled that paper towel off, and I wiped it off. So
wow.
I got kind of go with that one. I don't know if my spill was worse than yours or chemical makeup.
You know, it's not really a spill. You know, it's that,
right. It's food that was burnt on,
cut
right?
Cut that black cover off that your burner sits on, and underneath that's probably baked on grease, I guess.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, it's still a food product that's on there. So that's
and
what
you know,
I would use.
For a long time.
Yeah, yeah, well.
And it gets
again,
hot.
I think if you spray it on there, let it sit, put a paper towel on there, just keep that thing wet for an hour or so.
Oh, that was Jaws?
Yeah, it's J-A-W-S. And Danny, I always give the wrong website, so you're going to probably have to correct me.
Can I get that hardware or box?
No, you got to get it off. You can get it off either Amazon or their website. It's JawsCleaners.com.
Oh, okay.
And if cleaners
right,
doesn't work, it's Jaws
Cleaners. JawsCleaner.com, kitchen degreaser?
Yes. The
kitchen it's JawsCleans.com, Gary.
JawsCleans.com.
JawsClean.com?
Yes, Cleans. Cleans.
Okay. I'm surprised the goof off. Usually that knocks anything out.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, oh, my God, what have we done here?
Yeah, well, give that a try and report back, but I had great success with it.
Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, Larry. Take care. Bye-bye. And let's get to Jackie. Jackie, welcome.
Thank you.
You bet.
My question is about bathroom caulk.
Uh-huh.
I caulked it about 3 years ago, and I bought the very best that I could buy at the hardware store, mm-hmm. and it has turned yellow already.
Huh.
Yeah.
What kind was it? Do you know offhand?
I wish I knew what kind it was because they did guarantee it, but I threw the tube away when I was Is there one that's better than another?
Well, the one I've been talking a lot about, White Lightning Caulks, and they're available at Menards and Lowe's. They got a kitchen and bath caulk. I certainly would give that a try. Mildew resistant, and the inexpensive ones usually turn yellow because there's not as much titanium in it, which it keeps white longer. And I know the White Lightning is also, I haven't used it for extended periods of times where I could report back, but, it's a good quality caulking, and I'd probably give that a try. Another good one that's been around for a lot of years, is a product called DAP, D-A-P Quick Seal.
Okay.
So one, the White Lightning, and I give one of those a try and see if that doesn't solve your problem, and make sure you get the other stuff out. That's the key.
Oh yeah, that's the hardest part, is getting that old stuff off of there.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right, I'll give it a try. Thank you so much.
All right, Jackie, take care. Bye bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
And if you're doing that particular project, I just a couple of tips here. Obviously, quality is key. Getting the old out, that's key. But also taking some rubbing alcohol in an old toothbrush and really cleaning out that crevice. Get it good and clean. Let it get good and dry. And fill that tub up with water. That just puts about a couple hundred pounds of water in there. Maybe pulls that tub down just a bit. And then go ahead and caulk it. And then when you drain the water, it just creates a little better seal. Because it's not how deep you get it in there. You got to get it in the crevice. But it's attaching to the sides, the top of the tub and the top of the wall. That's where that seal is created. All right, let's get to Mike. Mike, welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is Mike in Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
I have a chimney two chimneys actually, that are chipping off, like your last man said, the chimney doctor. And I was wondering if you could just spray that on there without replacing those bricks and it would be okay.
Well, I think before I do that is find out what that source is. It may be that brick does need a water repellent, and putting water, and I don't know how bad that brick is spalled, Mike, to let you know if you just let you know if you just spray it on, it's going to be okay. But what it will do is it will it can't fix what you have, but it can slow down the spalling if you've solved the water issue and you put a water repellent on that chimney.
Yeah, I know the water issue is from above. I need the caps put on properly.
All right,
but we had old Buck stoves that they put a liner in, and we're taking them out and putting it back as a regular chimney.
Okay. So I would do this then. I would certainly get the crown wash repaired and waterproofed, and then I would go ahead and get a water repellent on the brick of that chimney, and, that will minimize water penetration through that brick. It's not going to do anything for it cosmetically. And if there's mortar missing or brick is cracked, those should certainly be replaced.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. You bet, Mike. Thank you. All right. 800-823-8255. That's our phone number. Grab a line. Talk a little home improvement together, and you're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Weekends mean a never-ending list of things to do around your home. Get help at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Hey, Gary Sullivan here for Odor Exit. Recently, I received an email from a woman in Louisiana who had 6 inches of standing water in her home. After the water receded, she had a horrible smell she thought she'd never get rid of. Well, she visited odorexit.com and bought MOMS and AQM to oxidize the mold and stop the stench. She used it on her floors, walls, and personal items. She even washed her clothes and toys with MOMS and the Eliminator concentrate, and the odor was gone. Visit odorexit.com. That's odorexit.com. If you have ugly black and green stains on the exterior of your home, I want you to get Wet and Forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Apply to your roof, siding, deck, and walkways, any exterior surface, and you're done. No scrubbing, no rinsing, no power washing. Wet and Forget's gentle bleach-free formula works with the wind and the rain to clean mold, mildew, and algae stains over time. Just wet it and forget it. Now available in Extreme Reach Hose End. Pick up Wet and Forget at Lowe's, Menards, and Do It Best. Or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you. Does your jetted bathtub or hot tub spit out specks of brownish black gunk? Well, it could be biofilm, a slime formation in the plumbing that can harbor nasty bacteria. Awesome provides a complete colonoscopy that ends this nightmare. Awesome is safe, works fast, is effective, and septic safe. If you got a smelly washer or dishwasher, just a pinch of the gel does the job. Get Awesome at select dealers or at your favorite online retailer. Get it clean. Keep it clean. Get Awesome. That's AHHSOME. Well, my house is busy all the time now that I have grandkids, and like you, we're spending more and more time at home, especially in our finished basement. Several years ago, I was concerned about a musty smell, so we had an Easy Breathe ventilation system installed. Now the air always smells fresh, and I know it's healthier environment for all those grandkids. Listen, if you want to know if an Easy Breathe is right for your home, give them a call, 866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Protect your home and your health with a whole home Easy Breathe.
All right. By the way, the Chimney RX interview we had about waterproofing your chimney, fixing the crown wash, patching the flashing. I know a lot of people are interested in that subject, especially this time of year. And that is available via podcast. Danny's got that up. And again, you can get to that through the iHeart app, which is free on your phone, iPad, computer, iHeart. And it's At Home with Gary Sullivan podcast on the Project of the Week. You can also link that. Your speaker should be able to give you that. And also our website, GarySullivanOnline.com. We'll link you to that. So that's up and available to you. Darlene, welcome.
Larry, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have two questions. The first one is about a stain on some concrete that was poured in April. It seems to be a fuel stain from diesel fuel.
Okay.
And my husband poured gasoline on it, and all that did was spread it around and make it bigger.
Well, the next time he does it, and you shouldn't do it, but if you did do it, using kitty litter with a degreaser will absorb that stain back up.
Right.
So kitty litter is the part that was missing on that attempt to fix it. So you can get numerous products. There is a product in Home Depot and a couple of the big box stores. It's called Crud Cutter oil and grease remover, and
okay.
You pour it on and you just let it sit. It's kind of thick. You let it sit and it eventually turns to a powder, and at that point you should be able to sweep up that stain.
Oh, okay. But how long would that take?
Depends how much there is there, really, but usually a day and a half.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good to know. And my second question is totally different.
Okay.
I have a fiberglass shower surround with a seat, but the seat, even though it's not smooth, is so slippery that I slide off of it all the time. I tried applying some strips to it to keep it from being so slippery,
uh-huh.
but they just came right off.
How about one of the shower mats that you could cut and put over that? You know,
okay,
with the suction cups underneath
it?
Yeah, might try that.
How that? I mean, it's not a smooth surface, so I'm afraid that it wouldn't hold like
that. No, it may not. It may not then. Those suction cups are pretty grippy, but and they're made for the bottom of fiberglass shower floors. But without trying it, I guess I don't know if it's going to work or not. You would just dampen that seat, and you would, of course, cut that to whatever size. I'm sure it'll be a little bit too big. That's one option. Another option, I'm just kind of thinking, I've never used this either, but you know how you have that foam shelf liner?
Yeah.
I wonder if that wouldn't just offer enough traction.
Oh, I don't know.
I think I'd go with the shower mat if I was going to bet my $10 and see if that would work or not. And I would certainly pick that up. And again, moisten it, press it down, and see if that doesn't take care of it. That would be my suggestion. I'm sure other people have suggestions also. Gary, welcome.
Hello, Gary.
Yes, sir.
I have a question about another plumbing question, of course. Mm-hmm. My water cutoff, it comes in from outside up
yes,
against
sir.
The front wall. It's behind some paneling. I have a little cut out there where I can reach to it to turn the water off. And I would like to do that when I go on vacation, what have you. But I noticed now when I go to turn it off, it starts dripping. And I didn't know if I could replace the washer without having somebody cut the water, turn the water off in the meter or...
No, you're going to have to. You're going to have to cut off the water regardless.
Yeah, meter.
Coming in and usually it depends what kind of valve it is too. So if it's an old globe valve, there is a little flat compression rubberized washer at the bottom of that which can be replaced. If it's a lever ball valve or a gate valve, which is what I would replace it with, is a lever ball valve. That you know, those things basically don't leak. It's a round ball that glides on a Teflon socket, I guess, and it seals against that socket.
Okay.
So, to be honest, if I was going to go the part of turning off my meter or you know, shutting off the water at the meter, I'd replace that valve with a lever valve, ball valve, and be done with it.
Yeah, I like those better myself. So
Yep, exactly.
Just off check. Thank you very much.
All right, you're quite welcome, Gary. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, when you get into homes, it's kind of interesting, all the different things you run into, and valves would be one. So where you have water actually coming into a meter, you know, code tells you what to use. The old ones were a gate valve where the metal gate actually rose up and went down. That's what you had to use. And now it's these lever ball valves. But just like he was talking about where it was leaking, so many of the older homes still have the globe valve, and it's just a washer, and that washer gets worn down and you know, you just got to go ahead and I'd replace the valve. I wouldn't even mess around with putting in a new washer, that's for sure. All right, our phone number, if you'd like to join us, is 800-823-8255. Of course, we're talking home improvement and helping you with your projects, giving you suggestions of how to do it and also different products to use for your next home improvement projects. And we'll continue that on the other side of this break. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
If you don't have a list of things to do around the house, Gary will find something for you at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Yeah. Protect the masonry surfaces around your home with Masonry Defender. Freezing, thawing, snow, ice, and rock salt can ruin your masonry surfaces. Masonry Defender penetrates deep into the concrete surfaces, providing great protection. All masonry projects are not the same, and that's why Masonry Defender is my go-to solution. They have products that are project-specific for your driveway, stamped concrete, pavers, brick, and garage floor. Masonry Defender, easy to apply. Pick some up at masonrydefender.com.
Well, I'm all about quick and easy, so I found a caulk that's perfect for me. It's White Lightning 3006 Quick Dry. Gets it done in a hurry. It's a thicker formula caulk that's easier to apply and dry so fast, caulked areas can be painted in 20 minutes. It's ideal for filling gaps and cracks around doors, windows, baseboards, siding, and more. White Lightning 3006 Quick Dry. Finish in a flash. It's my go-to caulk. It's available at Menards and Lowe's stores.
Jaws, the Just Add Water System, keeps your family safe. And as you start going out to your favorite businesses, there'll be more emphasis on disinfecting than ever before. Jaws hospital-grade disinfectant kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It's non-streaking and safe on all hard surfaces. It's a cleaner and disinfectant all-in-one. Jaws reusable bottles and concentrated refill pods save you money, time, and space. So skip the empty store shelves. Jaws disinfectants available now at JawsCleans.com. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer indoors and out? Well, Deich Coatings now brings you TrackSafe anti-slip sealer. Man, it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough pre-mixed clear coat you can roll on slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks, walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or DeichCoatings.com.
All right, back at it, 33 minutes after the top of the hour, at home with Gary Sullivan, taking your calls at 800-823-8255. Of course, talking about home improvement. Boy, if there's an industry that's exploding right now, it's the home improvement industry. If you notice some of the big winners in this whole new focus on homes, Home Depot, Sherwin-Williams Paints, sales through the roof. And a lot of us working around the home, that's for sure. All right, heading to Boston, we have Frank. Frank, welcome.
Hi there.
Yes,
How
sir.
How are you doing, Gary?
Doing good, sir.
Listen, I have a dilemma. Actually, it's my son's house.
Okay.
He has Trex decking outside on
right.
his porch.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a, you know, a table with the umbrella and all that nonsense going on. And, mm-hmm. Suddenly, the table was giving way, so he decided to get rid of it. And lo and behold, he's got rust on the Trex.
Okay.
From the legs or the feet of the table.
Right.
And there's rust staining on the Trex decking. So
okay.
The dilemma.
All right.
How do we get rid of it?
So a little bit, it can be a little challenging because there's different types of Trex products out there. Do you know if that is just a true composite or is it a capped composite?
Oh boy, I haven't got the slightest
okay.
idea.
So if it's a capped composite, what they've done with some of the composite products, again, that composite product is made of wood, flour, and plastic. So
I was just
is...
listening to you prior.
Right.
I was
okay.
just listening to that, yeah.
So now what they've done is they started capping that with like a PVC or a polypropylene covering on so that nature, rain, sun, rust, all that can't get into the wood. So if it's
okay.
just laying on the surface, it should be pretty easy to remove. If it's a just true composite where it's the wood, flour, and the plastic, it might be a challenge to remove. What you would use to remove the rust is a product called Iron Out.
Iron, I-R-O-N, out.
Iron Out, yes. And
spell that again.
Iron Out. I-R-O-N-O-U-T.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
And where would I get that?
So hardware stores, even grocery stores will carry iron out. You want to get to Crystal.
Really?
They make it in a spray. They make it in crystals. I would recommend the iron out crystals. You mix it with warm water, and you take a paintbrush, and you just keep basting the iron stain. So you might baste it 50 times. You know, you just keep putting this on, putting it on, putting it on, and you'll see it eventually just fade. The iron out dissolves the iron oxide.
So, and what do? Just wipe it each time, or you just let it dissolve on the
You
dome?
Just let it dissolve. You just keep brushing more iron out on it. Just keep brushing that solution on it. And,
okay.
Now, you know,
CRX wouldn't do anything like that, huh?
CRX, or are you talking about
CRB? CRB, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that product. I'm familiar with a product called CLR, and it's not strong enough.
All right. Okay. I thought it was CRB. Maybe I'm messed up. It's such a confusing situation. Fit to be had.
Well, give that a try, and hopefully it'll come up. But, you know, when there is wood fiber in there, it's always a little bit of a challenge. Because that rust, you know, it started out with metal and water, and then metal and water, and then metal that's rusted in water, and that stain just can penetrate into that wood. So, you know, you're going to have
to. You can get that at a big box store?
Yes, sir. They should have it. Sure.
Okay. Well, you know, it's been worth listening to you every Saturday.
Well, thank you. Call anytime, Frank.
Thank you so much, Gary.
All right. You betcha. Bye-bye. All right. And let's get to Stephen. Stephen, welcome.
Hey, Gary. How are you doing today?
Yes, sir. Fine. How are you?
Outstanding. Calling from Great. God's country in North Carolina.
Just came back, and you're right.
Yeah. So I put a metal roof. I'm putting a metal roof up on my ranch house.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, it's been really easy. And I was ready to put my ridge caps on the peak, and I did not buy any of the foam seals that go over the corrugated sheets to close it up from rain and everything else. Now, I have no trees around my house. I wasn't worried about leaves or anything until my wife said, well, can't bees get up there if you don't put the foam seal up?
Yeah.
So I said, okay, at $2 a piece, I'll go get the foam.
Right.
But my ridge was going to be my vents for getting the hot air out in for the attic.
Right.
So now they make a vented foam so that can act as my... Now, do I need to run the vented foam all the way down both sides?
Yes.
Or can I put maybe like a total of... I don't know, 12 feet.
I'd run it down all the. I'd run it down all the sides. I really would, Stephen.
You would, okay.
Because there's you know, not. You know, I know rain isn't really an issue, but you know as well as I do in North Carolina, you can get some of those storms come in here. You get a lot of wind.
Right.
Insects. I mean, you can do if that thing's 15 feet long and you do 14 feet and 11 inches, you know they'll find that extra inch.
Well, I wanted to mix them, I thought I might go with the vented seal and then also put some of the solid seals.
Okay, well, as long as there's no port of entry, you're fine. Now,
okay.
When you use the solid, then you lose some ventilation, right?
Right, but that's
so
okay.
There is that calculation for how much ventilation you need in terms of intake and outtake.
Right.
So, you know, don't mess up that or you're not going to have the ventilation you really need.
Okay. And a final question. I've got a metal chimney for a fireplace.
Okay.
And inside we've got a ventless gas stove, little fireplace thing that we just put in there to make it look pretty. I don't need that chimney. Can I just knock that chimney off and... scab it up with plywood and just metal over that whole thing?
Well, sure, if you don't need it. If you've got a vent-free appliance and you don't need that, yes, you could remove the chimney. There's nothing else being vented up that chimney, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, you could do that.
Close it up. Gary, you're a wealth of knowledge. I appreciate your program.
Very good. Thank you much. Take care, Stephen. Bye-bye. Just had another thought on that chimney, too. There is, I should have asked him what the reason was for taking that down, but there's actually bladders you can put inside there that can be blown up and actually seal the inside of that chimney. So if it was like a draft or something that he was concerned about, you wouldn't really have to take the whole thing down, but you could put one of those up in there if you wanted to just take it down for appearance sake. Sure, you can take it down if you're not going to use it. And let's get to Don. Don, welcome. Hey, Don.
Hi, Gary.
Yes, sir.
I'm up in the Cleveland, Ohio area, and I'm in a house that...
Yeah, I thought we were going to lose you, and we did, Don. So if you get a chance, call back. It's 800-823-8255. We'll take a little break, and then we'll come back and get some more questions answered. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Jaws, the Just Add Water System, keeps your family safe. And as you start going out to your favorite businesses, there'll be more emphasis on disinfecting than ever before. Jaws hospital-grade disinfectant kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It's non-streaking and safe on all hard surfaces. It's a cleaner and disinfectant all-in-one. Jaws reusable bottles and concentrated refill pods save you money, time, and space. So skip the empty store shelves. Jaws disinfectants available now at JawsCleans.com. If some of the projects on your to-do list include removing old paint from furniture, doors, or molding, you'll probably think that's a hazardous, messy job. But it's not with Blue Bear products. They're safe, effective, and affordable. I use Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All. It easily removes multiple layers of paint, all while being even safer than ever. Formulated without harmful chemicals, it gets the job done while being low odor and non-caustic. Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All, now available at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best stores.
Looking for an easy way to boost your home's curb appeal? Well, let me give you a tip. A new Clopay garage door can transform your home and be installed by a pro in less than a day. From the classic charm of a carriage house door to sleek, modern designs in steel and wood, a Clopay garage door will refresh your home and increase its value. Browse a wide selection of door styles and find a Clopay dealer near you by visiting clopaydoor.com.
Hey, Gary Sullivan here with a revolutionary innovation from the Blaster Corporation. It's their new Blaster Pro Straw with control flow technology. It's a better way to spray that features a new clear flip-up straw and a volume adjuster to control the flow from a wide spray to a precision stream to just a drop. It's more precision with less mess, and nobody else has it. The Blaster Pro Straw. Look for it on cans of PB Blaster and Multi-Max Synthetic Lubrication, and always use Blaster products and work it like a pro.
All right, back to work we go. 13 minutes before the top of the hour as we talk a little home improvement. Our phone number is 800-823-8255. With that being said, let's get back to the phones. We have Dave. Dave, welcome.
Hi, Gary. New listener here.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with or have any guidance on any of these UV lighting products for your HVAC system inside a home?
Yes. In fact, I have one on my system. In fact, it probably needs to be replaced because they have a longevity. And usually my fellow that does my checkup on my HVAC system always kind of lets me know if it's functioning. I don't really take a peek myself. They're rated by hours, and they are effective. Outside of that, you know, when I was reading about them and had one installed, really to kind of just try it out, at one point I I don't know. I guess I don't know a heck of a lot. I know what they're supposed to do, and I feel like they've done it well. When I had the ductwork clean, I even asked the guy if he could check the dust that he's been vacuuming out to see if there was any mold or mildew in that dust, because that's kind of what it prevents. And there wasn't. And I asked him if he had seen it, you know, in homes where he actually cleans ductwork, if he would see accumulations of molds and mildew. And he said yes. And so what it does is those ultraviolet rays or lights prohibit the growth of molds and mildews. And the way, you know, it works is ductwork, when it gets dusty, and it all gets dusty eventually. I even had a person say he lived in a house for 50 years, never had the ductwork clean. What'd I think of it? And I said, I think, yeah, I have your ductwork cleaned. Because with that organic material inside that ductwork, and then if, especially if you have a basement, you always have a lot of humidity. It's usually cooler. And if you got warm temperatures going through that ductwork, sometimes you can get moisture, sweating. So then you get moisture inside the ductwork along with organic material. You're going to have mold unless there's something in there that can prevent it.
Right. Right. So it sounds like at least for mold, you're saying they're pretty effective. A lot of them claim that there's bacteria and viruses,
which is what they do. I mean, they do that. Now, if we're going to the angle of the coronavirus, and if it's kills all viruses, I don't know much about that.
Right.
I don't know what the stipulations are.
Time to test them.
Yeah. And even on filters, some of the filters, 3M makes the ultra allergen filter. They have different MERV ratings, means the filtering capabilities of it. And depending on the size of the virus, I think they filter it out down to 0.3 microns. I believe the coronavirus is actually smaller than that, but it filters out viruses. So I don't know on the light. I don't want to claim I do.
Right. But so is there a noticeable effect inside the home, like with the air? I mean, do you feel it cleaner?
I would have to say no. I really would. I'm not really sure I had a issue before. I put it in as a preventative and to kind of find out what you're asking me.
Gotcha.
If there was a noticeable effect. And I do have opportunities, and I do try to put different things in my home that I'm going to end up talking about. You know, I talk about an air exchanging unit, and I've got that. That was noticeable. But the black light, I would say, was not noticeable. When you get talking about them, ask about the bulb life. That's key. I know they come in different lives.
Right, and they're not inexpensive either.
Right, 10,000 hours, 35,000 hours. Find out what the lifespan on those is.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
Fair enough. Thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you much.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, let's get to Rhonda. Rhonda, welcome. Hey, Rhonda. I don't think Rhonda's there. Give her one more shout. All right, we'll move on. Donna, welcome.
Hi, good morning, Gary. I have a question for you. I own a house that has in the bathroom there's a window, and it's only covered with a window shade. So the shower has gotten over the years all exposed to, the window's been exposed to the shower, whatnot, and it's really in tough shape. So I have to get it all cleaned off and prepped again. So I need some steps on what kind of agents to use.
Okay, so the window is in the shower area?
Yep, there's one full wall that is tiled, and the window is also there. So
okay.
The only thing we've used is the window shade. So over the years, it's been hitting and getting all exposed.
So is it next to the shower, or is it actually in the shower?
It's in the shower.
Okay.
So we never did any kind of taking out of the window when we...
Okay. Gosh, I just think no matter what we do there, it's going to be a challenge. And you need the shade in there for privacy, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And that's going to, even make it a little bit more of a challenge, because when that moisture gets behind that shade, there's no air movement to dry that out, which is going to cause it to mold quicker. All right.
Well, the window can be open, so we open it and air it out, but it's still the window apron and whatnot has been exposed and it's rotting, so I wanted to deal with that problem.
Okay. So I can give you cleaners. I mean, I can tell you the cleaners to use. There is a product that's made by Wet and Forget. It is a indoor mold, mildew, and disinfectant, which will kill the mold, kill the mildew.
Right.
Spray it on. I think it's activated in like 10 minutes. It'll kill it. It won't necessarily remove the stain. So you'll come back with just soap and water and a scrub brush, and you'll scrub that free. That'll remove it. Then Wet and Forget also makes a product for showers to keep hard water stains, mold, and mildew from growing on the surface. So what I would do is clean it with the interior and then use the bath and shower to spray it down to prevent it from growing.
Okay.
Okay, and you do that once a week. So you spray that hole down once a week and just stay ahead of it. Other things that would help, if you have or if you don't have, maybe have installed a ventilation fan, would be very helpful.
You might
do that, and it all comes, you know, the best thing to do in there, even if you keep the window there, is replace it with like a glass block window. And then you wouldn't have to have the shade there, and it would be a little bit easier to keep clean. So
exactly.
That's a bunch of ideas.
Right. Okay, sure is. Thank you for your help.
All right, very good. Thank you. Just kind of taking that a step further, because I think we all kind of battle these problems, and we're going to really be battling them over the next 4 or 5 months, cooler temperatures, warm showers, colder windows. Condensation just breeds mold and mildew problems. We got dust, we have organic material, and then we start having moisture added to it, and mold and mildew grow. Certainly staying ahead of it and keeping it clean, that's key. But preventing it's even better. So we talked about right there, we talked about the fan. And there are so many cool fans out there now. Newtone is a brand name, Newtone Brone. And they have a couple of fans out there. They actually have one that has a humidistat built into it. In other words, it'll keep running until you get to humidity below 50%. They actually have a switch where you can have a timer switch rather than just off and on. That fan should run for 20 minutes after the shower. And then they have one which has a black light. It actually kills molds and mildew. They introduced it last year that you can flick on when the fan is drying the air out and also killing the mold at the same time. So wanted to pass a couple of those things along to you, and you can decide if that fits your needs at your house. Well, here's a product I mentioned, an air exchanging unit. And with spending more time in our home, especially if you have like a finished basement, several years ago I was concerned with a musty smell. I couldn't see any water, but it was a musty smell in my basement. Had an Easy Breathe ventilation system installed. Now you can actually install them yourself. The air always smells fresh. I did notice the difference immediately, and it certainly provides a healthier environment for my family. You can learn more at easybreathe.com. That's easybreathe.com. Continue at home with Gary Sullivan.
To get your hands dirty with Gary Sullivan, give him a call at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to hour number four at home with Gary Sullivan. And 12:06 it is on your Saturday. By the way, we'll have a busy hour. We'll have our friends in from Champion Windows talk about window replacement. And Dan Dressman, he will be joining us. We'll be talking about the Homerama, which is a very unique Homerama. If you've been around Cincinnati for a long time, you'll know all about Homerama, but this one's a little bit different. And the kind of wraps up this weekend, so we'll be talking to Dan. In the meantime, let's get back to the phones here, and we have John. John, welcome.
Hey, Gary. Just had a comment about the guy that called with the doing the metal roof and wanting to cut the chimney off.
Yes. Well, and, yeah, two different guys, right?
Well, you had I thought it was one guy who was putting the metal roof on, but also wanted to just cut the chimney off of his fireplace to just cover over it because he had a vent free in there. Uh-huh. And I work on zero clearance fireplaces and gas logs and stuff like that. The problem with that is it's most likely a zero clearance wood burning fireplace that a gas log has been put into, which if you look in the owner's manuals, it'll say not to use unvented. It has, you can put a vent-free log into it, but you still have to vent it at least partially so that you don't overheat the insulation in the fireplace, because those fireplaces are essentially air-cooled.
See, I was thinking that the vent-free was a freestanding unit.
Okay, well...
So I didn't ask enough questions.
Yeah, I don't.
That's the bottom line. I didn't ask enough questions.
Yeah, it's, I mean, anytime if you have a fireplace like that, though, in the house,
right,
you either have to just take the whole thing out, or you don't want to cut the chimney off because you might sell the house and somebody thinks they have a fireplace that they can use.
Mm-hmm. No, that's so, a good point. That's a good point. Sometimes I run into the trap of. Assuming things and not asking really enough questions, and I think that's probably what happened there.
I was kind of surprised you didn't, but
I just had visualized, or he said, I can't tell you which one, and I just pictured it as being vent free. And I think, if you close it off, there's always a yin and yang and everything. You close it off, block it off, the next guy may want that,
right? And think they have it, and
right.
Put a stack of wood in there and light it on fire and have a problem.
You also bring up a good point when you said read the owner's manual.
I make pretty decent money working on these things, and mostly because people don't.
I get you.
And also, talk about the moisture. There's a lot of moisture put out by a vent-free.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the vent freeze. I'm not here to defend those.
I'm not
at all.
Either. So
yeah, in fact, I usually, back in the day when they first came out and I'd badmouth them, I'd get 1,000 emails telling me I'm crazy. I'm just not a big fan of them.
People are concerned about indoor air quality, and then they put a bunch of water vapor and nitrogen dioxide into the house, and they never clean them.
Yep.
So, then you start getting soot, or they rearrange the logs because it looks better that way, and you get soot and CO.
Well, that's why I started to show off today. Even talking, somebody asked if they needed to take a look at the chimney or the gas logs. And I said, really, every couple of years, not a bad idea. As I was talking about how, they're not a perfect burn is going on.
Right.
And you get that soot all over the logs, and talked about the owner's manual where there's even the recommended way for distribution on those logs.
There's so many different things.
Right.
I always recommend to my customers that they have some maintenance done every 2-3 years.
Yes.
Depending on what they have. They have propane more often.
Mm-hmm.
So, I might have missed if he said freestanding, but.
Well, I just assumed, John. So if nothing else.
All I heard was vent-free and chimney, and metal chimney.
Yeah.
Just my 2 cents worth.
Very good, John. Thanks. Call anytime. I appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, let's get Judy. Judy, welcome.
Hey, how are you today?
Great
show.
Well.
I was just talking about the fireplaces.
There you go.
Here's what my problem is. I have a converted wood-burning fireplace. It's actually a double one. We don't use the bottom floor because we didn't finish it, but we built the house. And what I had put in at the time is a gas conversion pipe that I can use to light the logs or later on turn it into a fake log burning fire, which it is now, but it's not working because I bought a log set, and they also had the ashes to go underneath it, so forth. And I placed them the way the book said and everything. Mm-hmm. And I painted my fireplace and turned it on. And then there's still – and I also have a vented fireplace. It has that iron vent door, and it also has a side outdoor vent that brings air in on the side. Mm-hmm. I need to know from you, how do I get this thing to stop throwing the soot up on my painted fireplace? And is it something to do with the logs, or is it, or the fake ash?
It could be a number of things. As we were just talking to John, that's one of those things, Judy. Really, it could be a number of things. You know, you got air intake, you got air outtake going on. I don't know. How's the flame? Are you? You're doing this all yourself? Have you had somebody that's specialized?
Oh, I had the gas
this?
Company come when I put the thing into. To see if what I did was correct, and it was correct. I mean, I do all that kind of work around my house.
Right.
So I did. I was able to convert it because the pipe was there, and the old pipe that was under there, I took that out and then put a double U-shaped pipe that had all the holes in it where the gas could come in and create a better
burner.
A better burn. And I bought a good set of logs and placed them properly. But what I don't know is the depth of the fireplace having anything to do with it, converting it from wood to gas? Should there be a certain depth? And how much air do I allow into the fireplace?
Boy,
in order
that
to...
would, again, I'm going to refer back to that manual, Judy, because I don't know. And as John, who's even working in that industry, is telling us, you know, they're all different. So I don't know if what the specifications are for that particular fireplace, whether there is stipulations on the size of the firebox, et cetera. If you know, there's not supposed to be soot. I mean, we both know that. So that it may not be burning hot enough to be burning up all the gas. In fact, I'm hoping you have like a carbon monoxide detector in that home too, because sometimes if it's not a complete burn, you could be exposed to some of that. So
that's interesting. Now the monitor, that's a good question you brought up. How do you know when the monitor is dead?
Well, there's a test button on there, and you know the battery needs to be changed too. Now some of the newer ones have a lithium battery where they last 10 years, but that should be tested annually. And that battery replaced annually to make sure it is functioning. So that was just a sidebar, okay? If there's soot, that's telling me something's wrong. It could be an incomplete combustion. And also getting that manual out and seeing if there is specifications. I don't know if there is. You got kind of a lot going on there. You got two fireplaces. You got it in a firebox. I don't know what the limitations are. I got gas logs. It's a very shallow. It's one of those prefabbed units. So I would get online if you don't have that manual. Check out what the specifications are, and that or get somebody, get like a – I mean, there's people that do that are also even certified, like a CSIA-certified chimney sweep, and let them take a look and see what's going on there. But it may give you those specifications in that manual. Alrighty, we got to take a break. Dan Dressman, he'll be up next. We'll be talking about the Homerama going on last weekend for that. That's next at Home with Gary Sullivan right here on 55KRC, the talk.